Okay. Just a point about last week in Shur Shlishi, we says da ki omrom sheish me ois usholish esrei mitzvos nemru la Moshe b'Sinai ubebeya omru shh my kro teretzibul on Moshe marasha klima minyan teira v'hu sheish me ois V'achas esrei v'anochi v'lo yiyeh mipi gvur shomu v'hem nishmu sheish meyos v'sholosh esrei mitzvos yitz bezeh simon sh'adova sh'tzivu lanu Moshe v'lo yishamonu ki imimenu hu minyan teira. Okay, so I asked the question, what does the Rama mean by ubebeya omru? Okay, and the kapach, the translation is beferish omru. So I suggested that some suggested, and the guy was crazy after I discussed this with him, that it has to be Pirush Amakubo. That's what he meant. So I pointed out to him that the Rambam uses in Sherish Aleph this exact same term twice, where it certainly doesn't mean a Pirush Amakubo. This term, Bubein Kalu, or whatever that is, he uses it by Mayim Rishonim, okay, in the Gemara Chulin. And also, in the Gemara in Erim, when it talks about Tana Shlomo, it says Bebeya Omru. So it means Beferish Omru. Whether it could also mean a Pirush Makubal or not, it could be. We have no proof. I sent it to another Arab scholar, and he agreed with me that there's no indication over here from these words, since the Ram uses it in Beferish Omru, Bebeya Omru, with Mufurish and the Gemara, okay? There's no indication over in Nesai as a Pirush Makubal. I'm just bothered, okay, that since it's the only time that a Gematria is ever mentioned, and the Ram ever deals with a Gematria in any place that I ever found, and the word Gematria means something else in Pirush Mishnayis when he's talking about the Mishnah Ovis, it means Chochmas HaTchuna. It means like, I assume, geometry or spherical trigonometry. He uses it also by Kiddush HaChodesh, which is probably a spherical. I mean, it probably is a broader term we call geometry and spherical trigonometry. All different ways of what they call Chochmas HaTchuna. It's not what he means over here. It's not what we're talking about in Gematria. So I thought that if it's a Rembis and Pasik, then it could mean Pirush Makubal, and then we know what's going on. But I have no proof about that. And you would want something which is so central to Yadus, according to the Ram, because the whole Messiah is based on it, to be a Pirush Makubal. But I have no proof about it, Ram. Let's be frank with you. I just have this phrase, which could have been construed as Pirush Makubal, but there's no Hechach B'chan Ramam that it is such a thing. Okay? So it's very clear that the Ram goes out of his way, he's Beferish Omru, but we don't know if it's a Pirush Makubal, and Ramban goes out of his way, we'll see later, there might only be a Smachta Ba'alma. Okay? Okay? So, again, something so central to Yadus, to be based on a Gematria, you know, it's a little bit strange. Okay? But a Gematria might be enough that it's Mumas and Pasuk to fit the categories of Pirush Makubal, and that would be okay. But we have no clue. Okay? Now, I pointed out last time that the word Dorosh Rab Simloi, I probably told you that it's used many times in the Gemara, right? And it doesn't necessarily, it's usually a Drosha, but here, he's Dorash, we don't know what the Dorash means, okay? So, what was he Dorash? Okay. Come in! So the Ram says, that Lechor is what Manunu was bothered by. And he says, that's what he was bothered by, and he says, my kro, okay? Because if it's a derish, see, we talk about the word drosha, we talk about the word drosha in a very different way, okay? We say drosha, he says a drosha, okay? The word drosha in Chazal, l'cher means that he's being derish a posik, okay? So drosha ab simloi. So then the Gemara asks, my kro, what posik? Ramanuda says, my kro. So that makes sense. But if there's no posik b'chal, we have no clue of what's going on. Okay? So, that doesn't necessarily mean, even though Ramban says the word mikro in general means that it's tam and asmacht, it's not serious. Over here, the word mikro might be serious because it's ikach chosman asefer. He says, drash ab simloi, we have no idea what the drash is about. So, no, it's mikro. Okay? But again, you ask the question, okay? You see, there's a major problem over here. Because, you know, certainly the word dorash is indicative of the drosh on a posik. But usually the word dorash is something, let's say, very personal. It's not an expression of Messiah. It's like he was machadish a drosha. Dorash Rab Simloi, okay? And the more that you stress the Dorash Rab Simloi, the less that it should be a Pirusha Makubal, and the more it should be a Drosha. And the more it's a Drosha, the less it should have an impact on Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the thing becomes very strange according to the Rambam, because the Rambam mentions, assumes that Rab Simloi has, is central to Sefer HaMitzvahs, okay? That's fair? Now, I think I mentioned to you that the Rambam uses this also as a raya that the first mitzvah, minyan mitzvah, is a mitzvah. Did I discuss that with you? Well, I can mention it now. The Rambam does like this. There's something which is a priori appella. Because Reb Simloi says Dorash Reb Simloi, which a priori is not murder on a Pirusha Makubo. And it sounds like Stama Drosha. Okay. And the Ikad Drosh is Chosam Rasev, because all he said Drosh Reb Simloi, and came a Menun and the Gemara Makis, and says, my Kro, and Teret Sivolanu, and with a Gantz Meisa, right? And the Rambam uses this Memra of Rabba Menuna, which is an interpretation of which is an extension of Reb Simloi, Ki'ilu as the makor that there's a mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, the first mitzvah minyan mitzvahs. You open up the first mitzvah minyan mitzvahs, it starts like this. Va'mitzvah rishena, which the Ramban points out the Bahag disagrees with. Va'mitzvah rishena hu hatzivui shenitztavino, I'm using Kapach's translation, because the word emuna is not a proper translation of the Arabic over here. It's a yediyah, and it's yediyah which is chok alev, it's yediyah brura. The person, it's more a kilo of philosophical knowledge and understanding and a conclusion. Hamitzah rishenu hu atzivui shenitztavinu b'yediyas ha'alokus. Vuhu sheneida Sheshom ilo visibo. Okay. And the prime mover and the seeb of everything, which who poil kol nimsoim. Okay. Which is very interesting. Which he does this is an aside. I want to tell you something. You don't know, but you know, it's philosophical. What does he want? Poil kol nimsoim, you know, what's the Rambam want? Okay. But if you notice, he does the same thing in Mitzvah Beis. When he talks about Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doesn't he do it? She'ha Asibu Rishayna B'Poel Metzias Hu Echot. Doesn't he do that? Okay. So I'll tell you something. Okay. This is not philosophy. Okay. Not that I'm saying anything pro or against philosophy. The Rambam is Poshet explaining Pshuto Shel Mikra. Okay. The Rambam's opinion is in Moreh Nevuchim that there's a major difference. It's based on a picture of Elozer. It's based on, what is the word? Is the name the Rebbe Lishem has many names, okay? And there's a major difference between the Shem Havaya and the other Shemus. And the Ram says, as the Pirkei quotes the Pirkei Rabbi Elozer, that the Shem Havaya existed in prior to Bris Ha'olam. And all of the Shemus V'Kodesh Baruch Hu is only after there is a universe. Pre-universe, pre-time, time itself was a creation, okay? And that physicists also look at it like that, okay? Just to the side, nothing to do with anything. But before time and the existence of the universe, the only thing that existed was the Shem Havaya, okay? The difference between the Shem Havaya and other Shemos is Havaya exists independently of the Rebbe Lishem interacting with the world. All the other Shemos of how the Rebbe Lishem interacts with the world. So Havaya exists before the world, but the creation of the world and the creation of time is an interaction with something. That's why it's Bereshit Bara Elokim. Okay? Elokim is the Poel HaMetzias. Okay? The Sibu Rishayna means something which exists independent of everything, prior to everything. That's Havaya. Elokim is the Poel HaMetzias. So it says, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, it means that the Elon, the Siba, and the Poel HaMetzias, that's Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. And he's saying, Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, or the Yudke Vovke, this Shem which existed prior to Bris HaOlam, and the way Elokeinu, the British Shem, interacts with the world, with the creation, a constant creation story, Poel HaMetzias, because of him the world exists, is Echot. Shema Yisrael, Havaya Elokeinu, Havaya Echot. That is the mitzvah of Achdus HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mitzvah of believing in God doesn't mean believing in God, knowing, neda, that the Havaya, you see, I didn't even know, sheyesh sham, ilah, v'siva, hu poel l'kol ha'nitzoyim. Okay? And it's very interesting. You have to know that the siva and the ilah is poel l'kol ha'nitzoyim, but you still don't know anything about achdus. Okay? It's a very strange thing, because that's the Ram probably has a whole drosha about what Achdus means. In the beginning you say that Torah, just you shouldn't make that mistake. Okay, whatever. But this is what he's talking about. Look at this. Sheyesham ilo v'sibo, who poil kol nimsoyim. Okay. V'omro yis'al onoichi havaya elokecha. Okay. And then he says, "Ubesev Gemara Makis, Omrei Sheish Meois Sholish Esrei Mitzvos Nemru L'Moshe B'Sinai Maikro Teira Tzivolano Moshe Kloima Minayin Minyan Teira V'Hikshu Alzeh V'Omu Teira B'Gematria Hochihu." It's not Tayag Shis Meor V'Chadzorei. It's only 611. Have V'Hoy Zatshuv Anoich Hashem Elokecha V'Lo Yiyeh. So the Chayes Mefuish Nigmara that Anoich Hashem Elokecha is a mitzvah. Okay. Now, the question is this? You see, there's like a major problem over here. Okay, it's Dorash Reb Simloy. He doesn't say anything. Rabbi Nuna says that he was Deresh. Mikro, what's the drasha based on? Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, and it assumes something which Bechlal is not mentioned any place, nothing to do with the drasha, that Anoichi and Anoichi and Lo Yiyeh with Pi Hashmua, what was Shamum, right? But there's more than that. L'chira, there was a Kabbalah, and it's more than just play the Kabbalah, because not only, see, if it's just a Kabbalah that these two things were heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though there's a problem, which I'll mention in a second, but how do we know the mitzvahs and how do we know the mashal and the cheshbon? And we don't even know that anything about it. How do we know that? It doesn't say anything. All he quotes on Menuda says, these two things are heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the assumption is that they're mitzvahs and there's no proof for it, okay? And the Rambam is using this as the proof that Anoichi, what's he calling more Marcus? Rambam is not out. You know, you find Rosh Yeshivas that flaunt their bikis, okay? Because that might be all they have to offer. Chais golds, I don't know. But he, that's not what the Rambam is all about. The Rambam is not trying bikis. The Rambam is trying to prove a point. And his opinion is, this Gmor Makis proves that someone's going to tell me Anoich Hashem Elokecha is not a mitzvah and you're a mitzvah. No, state the Gmor, no, that is a mitzvah. So what's the proof? What's the proof? And especially, you see, if it's only a drosha, the Ram's opinion in Sherish Beis, that droshas are not minyan mitzvahs. It's only pshut l'shon mikra, unless the pirush makubo. So, you know, we're boxed into a situation that if you're not going to accept it's a pirush makubo, you don't know what you're talking about. On the other hand, even if you accept it's a pirush makubo, it still doesn't make any sense. Because the pirush makubo, that's the Rav points out in his letter to father in Hilchos Mamrim, that it becomes Tzut L'Shon Mikra. And that L'Chayri is a Maseirif Moshe, made a different Halacha Moshe Sinai. Halacha Moshe Sinai is pure, unadulterated Torah Shabbat Peh. Pure Shemakubo is Pshat and Posik, a Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu. If someone is going to say the Rav, that's what he said, you know, in a very, you know, very serious way, he said, that if someone's going to say the Pre-Eitz Hodor in Pshuto Shemikra is an exotic Peiri, not Esreg, it's Kfira. Because the Pirush Mekubo Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was the Maseirah L'Deres, that the Pshat and Posik is Esreg. Okay? So the Pirush Mekubo is a Pshat and Posik. Okay? So I tell you, there's a Pirush Mekubo that Teira Tziva Lono Moshe, that you should, Pirush Mekubo, you should interpret this Gematria as Pshuto Shemikra. 611 mitzvahs, okay? But how do you get the other two in the Pirush Makubo? What's the Pirush Makubo on? What's it telling you? We happen to know what's the, in the Pirush Makubo was that these two things are heard me Pi Hagvura and they're also mitzvahs? That's the Pirush Makubo and Pshat and Posuk. I just don't know what's the proof of it. It's a drasha. What is this? What is this? The Gemara assumes, and that's what Manun assumes, that Rav Shammai was assuming. And this L'chayr, like his Dvom Pshot, it was a Kabbalah. So what does it mean? Even if it's a Kabbalah, it was heard me Pi Hashmua, does that tell us anything? That it's a mitzvah, that it's mashum the minion? I think Moses assumes that it does. Which is a major, very, very strange thing. Okay. Now I'll tell you something even further. Okay. What actually did they hear? Okay. So if I would ask you, you would say they heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha, right? Okay. According to Rambam, it's not true, okay? And it's a major problem. Because the Rambam is of the opinion that there's something called metaphysical law. In the same way you don't break natural law, okay? And natural law has not been broken since Maaseh Bereishis, unless it was a Tanaim Maaseh Bereishis. There are no miracles. Miracles were part of Maaseh Bereishis. That's what it has. That's what in the Pirush, in the Mishnah on the Dvom, there were Nema Ben Ashmoch, he talks about Kriyas Yamsuf, he was a Tanaim Maaseh Bereishis. That's the way, that's the way the Bria was made up. There's also a metaphysical law which cannot be changed. Okay? Immutable. And what is that? That prophecy can only be received by somebody who has the Ma'alas Amidus, okay? Whose nafshay is kshura be Ma'alas Hamalochim Aniklam Ishin.
as Ram says in Hilchos Yisrei Ne'etera. Okay. So push the Yid, no matter how you say. I don't know how the Ram works with Rasa Shifchal Yah Mashiro Beichas Mabuz Nagari. He doesn't talk about that Bible. How he tips, I don't know. Okay. But there's no prophecy over here. Okay. No prophecy. So what happened? Har Sinai, the Ramban learns a prophetic experience, okay? The Ramban also learns a prophetic experience. The Ramban, it's impossible. So what happened in Har Sinai? The Ramban's Medayek in Posse, it says they heard Kul Dvorim. They heard the Kul of the Dvorim, but not the Dvorim itself. Okay? They heard Kul Dvorim. They heard voice. They heard a sound, and they didn't hear words. And intellectually understood what the mitzvah. That's what he discusses in Meron Nevuchim. And that ki'ilu is a tzivoy from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a major, that's a shomum, is intellectual, it's a major jump over here, and that's mashum the mitzvahs. That's what he does. In Mishneh Torah, you don't get that impression, because it says, when he talks about the amitas nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, he says, because they heard Meshe Meshe Lech Emor Lohem. So they heard words. That's what it seems to be in Mishneh Torah.
They're contradictions.
I understand, but it's not the way he's going in Meron Nevuchim. I have no clue about this, but you have to ask yourself, what's he saying over here? Okay? But this is, excuse the expression, you know, the thing is the proof of the pudding, that this amitzah is the Gemara Makis. And the question is, how do you do it? Because a drasha can't prove anything in Minyan Amitzahs. But that's what he does over here.
Well, Moshe, the kolos, which they just experienced,
he... Yeah, know. But, you know, you're making a mistake. It's 613 mitzvahs. 611 came through the good services of Moshe Rabbeinu, and two of them, they were mitzvah on their own. Moshe was Mitzava 611, and we received the tzivah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the other two, Chol Radosh Deit and Rambam. And that's what the Gemara says.
The Kolos could be the tzivah, and then he clarified for them what they
were. Okay, you know, now the Ram says he understood, you know, okay. They understood them. Okay, but it's all very nice, okay? But where do you see this in the Pasuk? And what's the Mesira? And what's the Pirush HaMekubal? And what type of Kabbalah is this? And how can you base Minyan HaMitzvahs on such a Maimah, which is this spurious, to say the least, unless the Pirush HaMekubal, and you don't know what it's a Pirush HaMekubal on. Okay? You know what Teir can be a Pirush HaMekubal on the word Teir Tzivu L'Ar Moshe, but what's Onoichi and Loyiya that Mipi HaGvur Shamum, you know, okay, Beseda. Unless the Pirush did, they said enough, and you have to go on what they said, and then the Kol Dvorim, and go back in the Parsha, and that's the Pshat. Chesnit doesn't say anything. Okay? So that is what I wanted to leave you with for this part. But this is Mama Shapiro. And where does it say? So it means that, you know, it means that Rav Hanina interpreted this maimah, that these two things, the Hermi Pia Gvura, are mashing the minion. And we have no clue under what basis he said such a thing, correct? And the Ram, based on that, quotes this and says, if a mitzvah is a rayedoch, then it's a mitzvah minion a mitzvah. And even more than that, where is the remez? You see, if it is a Pirush HaMekubal, Pirush HaMekubal is a remez in the Kra. Teira has a remez in the Kra. Where is the remez for Ki'ilu that this is Mashlum, the minion? It Mamish becomes Mamish, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. And the most interesting thing is even though the Ramban has a long hasaga over here on Mitzvah Aleph, okay, Which, you know, I can discuss the merits of his argument if you want. But whatever it is, Lemaisa, in the Minyan Shesilak, when he goes to the Cheshbon of the Mitzvah, says he's not Mesalak, the first Mitzvah. He agrees with Ramba. Okay? He just is coming to the, he says that he's not a Chamon nor Sekelim. If the argument of the Bahag is nonsensical, he's not going to be knight in shining armor. But he's ready to be a knight in shining armor, even if he himself doesn't agree. Okay? He's not Mesalik, this Mitzvah Minina Mitzvahs. And he says to the Bahag's defense, he says that since the first Mitzvah is Kabbalah from Aruch Shemayim, and you can't imagine Mitzvah without Kabbalah from Aruch Shemayim, it's the base of the base of the Mitzvah, it's not a separate Mitzvah. Okay? Which I don't understand, really. I would assume Kabbalah from Aruch Shemayim is the second Mitzvah of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay? Which the Rambam says explicitly Kabbalah from Shemayim, and the Gemara says in Brochos, that Loma Kodma Shema Voim Shemoya, that you makdim Kabbalah from Shemayim and Kabbalah from Mitzvahs. How the Ramban, came to this conclusion, the Bahag, that it's Kabbalah from Shemayim, even take it, and it's, we don't know where this came from, but okay, Beseda, okay. Then he says something major. He says, you know what the two mitzvahs are according to the Bahag? The two mitzvahs are in Lo Yiyye. The two mitzvahs are two separate types of mitzvah of the Zohar, which really he counts the Lo Yiyye as two mitzvahs. There are many lavim there, but they're counted twice. Only two different lavim. One lav, not to have, okay, not to have another deity, and another not to be served of the Zohar. Whatever, okay, but say that. So I ask a question, which I take the Ramban over here and to the witness stand, okay? According to the Bahag, why was it important for Rav Hamanuna to tell us that the first Dibur was heard straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It could be that it's not a mitzvah and it's seen a kwanon for minyan mitzvahs. All very nice. What does it do with interpreter of Manu's interpretation of Simloi? It mamash doesn't have anything to do. Why did Gemara mention it? Well, it could have been a side, okay. But there was a separate Kabbalah, the Ki'ilu, that this was heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I don't get it. Because he learns that Lo Yiyye really is two. And then Nochi
is zero.
So why did he tell it? Why did he tell it to you? Okay? Ramban doesn't explain that to us, okay? Okay. And the important thing is the Bahag in the beginning of the Sefer Halachos Gedolos quotes Rav Simoi's Memra, exactly what is in the Gemara, except he doesn't say Nemu L'Moshe B'Sinai, it says Netzavu Yisrael, and he quotes a Menuna the way we have it, and that the two things in them and Pishmua that we heard from Bipur Gvura, and that's Mashim the Minyan from Tayyam. So we don't get it. We don't get what the Ramban's defense is, but that's not really my issue over here. My issue is, what's the argument for the Rambam? And how does he know that this clamps, this proves, how does he quote the Moral Mak as a proof about anything? Okay? You can quote the Moral Makis is that the Talmud, which the Messiah of Avinu Avashi saw it as a double poshet, that it's in the Minyan Mitzvahs. We have no clue under what auspices they thought such a thing. Okay? That's the best I can do. Beseda. Now, then we have something else going on here, which you also have no clue of what's going on. Okay, Reb Simloi has another part of his memoir, and if you would have asked me, I would have said Dorosh Reb Simloi. He said two things. He said one thing that there were 613 mitzvahs which are Nemu L'Moshe M'Sinai, okay, or Nitzavu Yisrael, and then he says that there was Ramach K'minyan Evorim Mitzvah Sei, and Shasah K'minyan Ayomim, correct? There's 248 mitzvahs, I say, and 365 mitzvahs, correct? Okay. We have no clue where Rav Samuel got this from. And Rav Menuna doesn't enlighten us about that. So Rav Menuna asks my Krah, he only explains how you get the Tayag. No explanation whatsoever. Okay? Now, there is a question, okay, what the Gisa in the Gemara is, the different Kisvayad, the way we have the Kisvayad, and the way the Gemara is published, or whatever it is, but I don't think it makes a difference, because the Rambam, you look at the Rambam right before the Sherish Aleph, he mentions all different klolim, all different shoshim, bekitzer, and he has a discussion. Vi'ata aschil bezichron haklol mashroshim. No, it's probably, you know, it's. I don't know if you have it, but it's before the shoshim. It's before the Sherish Aleph.
The end of
the
Akdoma, no?
The end of the Akdoma. If you have the Akdoma, it's the end of the Akdoma. V'yata aschil, b'zichron ha'klolim, read it from Kapach, klolim or shroshim, shiroi lismoich haleim. Okay? But minyan ha'mitzis. Okay? V'heim arbo o e'osa klolim. There's 613 klolim. Okay? 14 klolim, sorry. 14 klolim, okay? 14 shroshim. And this is like this. Ach she'aktim, she'kol ha'mitzvah she'kol oison, sefer ha'teira. Okay? It's a very strange thing. What do you mean sefer ha'teira? And sefer ha'teira, you should know, is, sefer ha'teira is in the original Hebrew. There's basically, it's Arabic, but there's some Hebrew words that are mixed in. Sefer Torah is not a translation anymore. And if anyone translated differently than Sefer Torah, he just changed the text, okay? It says Sefer Torah there? Or probably doesn't even. What says it? Yeah, Sefer Torah. What does he want with Sefer Torah? The Rambam's telling you in a very short point what Sherei Sheni is about, that Minyan HaMitzvos is Pshuto Shel Mikra. The mitzvahs have to be in the Sefer Torah itself. There are no miseris, there's no kabbalas about mitzvahs. Mitzvahs are pshat and posuk. Okay? He says, heim shesh, he says, shekol mitzvahs shekril oisen sefer Torah. Or the sefer Torah is kril tayag mitzvahs. Okay? Shetzivonu Hashem bohen, heim shesh meois v'sholish esrei mitzvahs. Mehen mitzvahs asei, Mosayim v'aboy mushmona. So it's some one gisa in Gemara. It sometimes says keneged or it sometimes says kominion. The Ram uses both of them and changes it. Okay, he says here. He says kominion evrei gufo adam. Umehen mitzvah loisaseh sholosh meis v'shish v'chamesh v'en kominion yemois shnei sachama shnas sachama. Okay, the asol year. Okay. Why so year becomes so important in Yadus? Okay. To say the that's what it says, okay? Then he says, Uminyan ze niska beloshana Talmud bigmo makis. Omru, sheish meois vesholish esrei mitzvahs nemu lola moshe besinai. That's a member of Simloi. He doesn't call the Dorash. He doesn't say who it says. Who says it? Sholish meois vesheshim. B'chamesh kineged instead of kominyan, but it's the same thing, okay? He doesn't differentiate between the two. The two gisolos, but he doesn't differentiate. He moves back and forth between the two interpretations. Kineged yimos achamo, umasayim v'aboy mushmona, kineged evorov shel odom. Okay? Then he adds something which is very important, okay? Then he says, v'omu oid, al derech hadrash, okay. Vuim omul ol derech hadrash, ki ma Shemitzas asay kiminyan evorim kloima shekol evi eve oimeloi loodav asay bi mitzvah. Ushemitzas loisa se kiminyan mosach ashono kloima kol yoim viyoim oimeloi loodav al taz bi aveira. Okay? Now the Rambam is very careful. Okay? So it means there's a certain part of this which is a drasha, which is a drash, which is not pshuta shamikra, or which dishtikal teira that the evorim say, I say be mitzvah, that the mitzvahs are keneged the evorim, and mamish each eva says, do a mitzvah with me, or each yoim says, don't do an aveir with me, that's a drasha. That's not pshuta, that's not pshat. Okay? But before, it's not pshat! Correct? He's very, very careful, okay?
The Derech HaDrash in the Sefer Torah is the key word.
Yeah, Dra, you see, and it especially open up Shere Sheni, okay? For a second, open up Shere Sheni. What does Shere Sheni say? Shele koma, shenimu bi'achas, Misholish Esri Midish Atone Dreshes Behen, Oberibu Roilam Noise. The Rambam's not denying the efficacy of Yigimu Midish Atone Dreshes Behen. But the Rambam says that Yigimu Midish per se are Torah Shabbal Peh. It's not Torah Shabbik Sav. Okay? But he says, but he's ready to accept, if you look clearly, he's ready to accept certain Yigimu Midish are Minyan Mitzvahs. Look the way he says it. Shaloi Ko Mashinuma Biachas. Misholish Esrei Midish Atayin Drash Ben is in the minion. So it mamish, it's the most confusing thing sentence that you can write. Okay, so say what's on your mind. What did he say? So the answer is that certain of the Yigimu Midas are Pirush Mekum Moshe Rabbeinu, and those that are Pirush Mekum Moshe Rabbeinu. If you look clearly, that's what he's saying over here, and that's why I'll be frank with you. When we put out the Igris HaGrid, okay, in this piece of Mamrim, where he says that Puyosh Mekubel Shuta Shomikra, I wanted to write a footnote, okay? And the footnote I wanted to write was that with this, you understand Sherish Beis Nerama, and without it, you don't, okay? Because this is what it's all about. Because he's trying to tell you, that's the difference between Yigimu Midish HaTor and the Drash and the Drashes. And the Pirush Mekubal is Pshuta Shamikra, the Kabbalah, that's Pshat and Pasuk. And sometimes the Pirush Mekubal, I mean, the Yud Gimel Midas is just to show Chokhmas HaKosuv to say how the Pirush Mekubal fits into the Pasuk. But the Drosh is not based on the Yud Gimel Midas, it's based on the Pirush Mekubal. In such a case, it's Pshuta Shamikra, and it's the case of Minyan Mitzvahs. That's why it's not everything, because those things which Chazal say are Gufei Teira or Dreisa, we know this pshat and pasuk, okay? So if he's saying it's a drasha, it's not pshat and pasuk, okay? Correct? That's very important.
It doesn't matter which of the midos. Any mida could have.
Any mida could be, and the Chachmei HaMeseira tell you, he goes about telling you that it's gufei teira. So the Rambam poshit, what the Rambam has done over here, is develop spectacles to give you a way of looking at the Mesira, which had you not had the Rambam spectacles or his worldview, you wouldn't have known what Chazal are talking about. And that's what he's doing over here. Okay? And if you wouldn't have had this letter or the Pshuta Mikra, this letter, you have no idea what the Rambam's talking about. Oh, but that's what he's saying. There are a lot of guys, this is not for now, okay? But it's all. So when he's saying it's a drasha, he's saying it's not Pshuta Shemikra, correct? So this asei bi mitzvah is a drasha, okay? Or loisase bi aver is a drasha, okay? But what's Ramach and Shasa by themselves? It's not a drasha, l'chayah. Because he only introduces the drasha when he's quoting Tanchuma. There are two things. There's the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't say Asebi. It's a Tanchuma. The Asebi is a Tanchuma, it's a Drosha. Okay? But the Gemara says of Simlois memory is Tayag mitzvahs nemar Moshe b'Sinai Ramach kiminyan evrei Adam mitzvahs haseh kiminyan evrei Adam and shasa mitzvahs lois haseh kiminyan shnei sachama. That's a Gemara, okay? So it's mamish kuli pella. Rav Simloy says two things, correct? One thing of a nune asked Mikra, and that the Gemara tells us, kilu might be a pirush mekubal or something like it, okay? And the second part about the Ramach and the Shasa, it don't say none. No discussion whatsoever. And the Ram is clear that it's not a drasha. Because only the second, only the Tanchum is a drasha. So how did Rambam, and the Gemara says drasha of Simloi. So what's the drasha? The Gemara leaves you like, like in the middle of nowhere. We don't know what's going on. Okay. And the Ram Lecher is using this, and he based Sefer Mitzvahs on this. Because how do you know that the Ramach Mitzvahs say and Shasar Mitzvahs say it's only a member of Simloi? This is very important. When you want to make Minyan Mitzvah, what the Mitzvah is all about. No clue, okay? We know that it's not a drasha. Only from this, the way he phrases it over here. And we don't know what the drasha is about. We don't know what Dorsh of Simloi means and what's going on. What's he saying? The Ram added something over here. Because when he says, he said something. He says, he was very careful. He says, Minyan Zer, or Ha Minyan Azer, then he translated, Niska Beloshen HaTalmud. Okay? Right? Before he starts at the first, before he gets to the Drosha, before he's getting to that Chum, he says, it's a Gemara. Okay? And the Rambam Lechera is using that. We don't know, I'm telling you what he's going to try to do, I just don't know how he does it, that it's not an agadic statement, not a God the Ba'almo, like the Tanchuma. But he's telling you, L'chira, that it's, I would have assumed, that it's almost like a Mesera. And Ki'ilu, see, you have to understand, the Rambam did something major over here. The Rambam, see, you don't know, the Ram, you have to understand, the Ram is not a historian. And as one of my close friends, let's say close friends or whatever it is, who's a historian, okay, had told me that the Rambam thought history was a futile practice, okay? It's a waste of time. When the Ram is giving you his Akdoma in Mishnah Torah, and talking about the minyan from the Mem Deiris, it's not history, okay? The Ram says that what's going on in the Mesirah from Tayag Mitzvahs, and we start to, Ateris, Tereshim Ksav, Mitzvah, Mitzvah, Tziva, Asateira, Per Mitzvah, he's talking about Tayag Mitzvahs, okay? And these Tayag Mitzvahs, as he talks about Barichas in Akdomot Pirush Mishnayis, that's what the Mesirah was all about, and that's what the Aboyim Deir is all about. And that's what Talmud Bavli is all about. Because the Rambam says very clearly that Talmud Bavli, even though Mishneh Torah, you never would have had a clue that that's true. Because the Rambam really only says that the Bez Nagodah Shem Yerushalayim, and you would have assumed once Bez Nagodah moved outside of Yerushalayim, it lost its Koyach of Bez Nagodah, at least, as the Amud HaRoh, as the Bayim Mantarish Valpeh, you could have made a case, knowing Kiddush HaChodesh, that the din machen geirim, that still is a din Sanhedrin as far as Kiddush HaChodesh is concerned, okay, denying the Ramban, okay, because the Ram says until the time of Abayin Robo, they were still Mekadosh the Chodesh Neri to sell as such an institution as Hedron HaGadol, okay. But after that, Lachodesh and Hedron was lost, okay. The Rambam does an amazing thing. The Rambam is not only trying, he's doing more than that. He's not only trying to give efficacy to Talmud Bavli. So the question is, what the heck? Why do we have to listen to Talmud Bavli? What authority do they have? Okay. We don't give you Talmud Yerushalmi authority. So the Rambam seems to say, as opposed to the Gaonim, that since it was accepted by Klal Yisrael, or whatever the Talmud Bavli was, okay, historically, and afterwards Shibush Droshim, Drochim, and the Gaonim won't accept the Mamash against the historical, almost pseudo-history, rewriting history of what was going on, and the Gaonim were not accepted, and the Talmud Bavli was accepted, Kilo Avinu Avashi, or Mabar Avashi, is a Sefer Mehoro, that has a Kayach, he says, Sehejra Godel, okay? And he doesn't quote both Yasei and Loisese. He's very careful to quote Loisese. And when he quotes, he talks about the Hedra Godel in Hilchos Mam, he quotes both Yasei and Loisese. He's very carefully, for whatever reason, he leaves out one of them, okay? But it's not only an a Loisese Loisosu as far as Gzeris and Takonis, okay? There are three purposes, okay, of Sanhedrin Godel. And Ram says in Hilchos Mam, it's not only Gzeiris Takanis, but it's also as the Bala Meseira, it's the Kabbalah, and also in the Drashas of Yigimu Midash Atoyim, the Drashas, but if you deny the efficacy of the Bala Meseira to Drash Yigimu Midas, that also is Lois Osso. Okay. See, basically he's telling us, or that the Meseira for Avinu Avashi, or that the Mem Deres, and that's what the whole thing comes together. Or the Dimem Deres and Ravino Avashi, because it can't go further. Because it's only, they only are the Bala Mesera, and it's somehow how that fits with Hilchos Mam, we don't know. But the Bala Mesera, as much as they accept the Bakal Yisrael. And yet Ravino Avashi was over. Okay? So if it's Loshna Talmud, and was incorporated in Talmud Bavli, so then Lachira, oh, that's the Messiah. Okay. And that's the Ram stresses over here. And he says, the Ram says, V'aminyan hazeh niska b'loshen ha-Talmud kill his Messiah about it. And that's what he's stressing, that which is not in Loshen ha-Talmud, which is Tantchuma, that's only a drasha. Oh, but this is the real thing. And he quotes the Memra twice in a different way, and he tells you, Otta, what's the Mesera? And what's Kilo the Drasha? And but he's telling you, Otta, this Memra of Shasa and Ramach, or that has a Kayach of Sanhedrin Agodo, and that's the Bala Mesera that came, Mipi Moshe, Mipi Agvu, Mipi Dos, Mipi Yen, and then Mamish Ad Ravina Avashi. That's what Chavi's trying to tell you. But we have no idea what this Mesera was. Was it Mesera Balpeh? It was what the Mesera was here exactly. There was Mesera Balpeh, because is it a Pirush Mekubal? What Pasuk is the Pirush about? Where's the Remez? Okay? But you see, it doesn't bother me, even if it's a Pirush, even if it's part of Halacha Mosh B'Sin, it's a Mesera, okay? Balpeh, that the minyan should be based, that the Tayag, that the Ramach and the Shasa should be a separate Mesera, not a Pirush Mekubal, doesn't bother me. You know, that was the Mesera, that's what the minyan was. It doesn't have to be anything. The Ram doesn't give us a clue, just Loshen HaTalmud. Loshen HaTalmud. That's the big word here, Loshen HaTalmud. And the Talmud, L'chir, is based on his Hoshtikul Teira, what he says in the Akdoma, that the Loshen HaTalmud is Kilu has the efficacy of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Okay. Very strange.
If it's not a Hirsch Makubo, is there still Halacha Moshe Sinai?
Yeah, but it can't be. I don't want to use the word Halacha Moshe Sinai, okay? And I'm very careful about that, because the Rambam, in the beginning, in the Pirush Mishnayos in Zroim, he says he lists all the Halacha Moshe Sinai, maybe left out one or two. So I can't really tell you anything about it. But he does say, okay, he does say a very important thing. If you look at the Pirush Mishnayos in Hakdama, he says that Yudgimu Midah Shatoin the Dreshes Behem were also a Messiah of Moshe Mishnayos. But it's not Halacha Moshe Mishnayos. I don't know what that means exactly, okay? But the Rambam says clearly that Moshe Rabbeinu gave it over, okay? So there were things that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over. In other words, the efficacy of Yudgimu Midas, that which you mechadish with Yudgimu Midas, has a kliach of Teira, but it's not Teira Shebiksav. The Midas themselves were given over. The laboratory was given over, but that which you do with it is not Pshat and Pasuk. Okay? So maybe the same way that you can talk about the Yudgimu Midas, the Ram is Mefush, in the Hakdama, that you give me this war Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, and even though it's not a Halacha Moshe Sinai, it's not a Pirush Makubal, I'm shot impossible, I'm not doing anything. Maybe that the Ramach and Shesawa also. But the Loshen of Simloi is so misleading that I have no words to say. Because if the word Dorash is what ticked off Rav Menuna to say that my Kra, so what, it's like, you know, it's like Chrifi Pumpadisa, you know, that they take the sack in the pasuk, that the memory is, Tatayag Mitzvah's Nemo Lemoshe B'Sinai, Dorash of Simloi, period, and that's a Dorasha, and then he's telling another memory, nothing to do with the Dorasha anymore. You know, it's sometimes you get the impression the word Dorash goes in everything. And Rav Menuna leaves us clueless of what the Dorasha is. Okay? Okay, I'm not trying to ask questions, okay? What I'm trying to do is just to honestly present where I think our understanding is and what we don't understand. And I personally have always been of the opinion that to present a Gemara or Rambam Kilu is almost like it's the Leonardo da Vinci, you know, presenting a masterpiece, which, you know, is just really is dishonest, because nothing's like that. Okay, it's nice. It, you know, it sometimes rings, sometimes get excited, but there are always problems. And try to sweep the problems under the carpet and not to be honest about them, I think is not doing anything for anyone. Okay, and that's what I think at the moment. You know, maybe someday I'll think a little differently, but I think that's a clear explanation of where we're standing. Is that fair? Okay. Now,
so the number's okay. The fact is, the Messiah and authority of Messiah, the numbers, that's glass.
It could be there's such a thing. We don't know. No one has told us that. We assume that might be the Pshat in Lashon HaTalmud. There is such a thing, even though the word Dorash doesn't in any way point to that. You know, we're not sure. In other words, I would say that it points to that, but I'm still, confused about the Lashon Dorash, to say the least.
But the inclusion of the first mitzvah without a Pshat and Pasuk, that's much more difficult.
Yeah, yeah. Certainly so. In other words, he's trying to bring a raya. You know, you see, you don't even need the psalm. See, there's a problem over here, okay? Let me just show you something over here. I didn't translate this properly, and Kapach doesn't, and Kurach also doesn't. When I asked them about it, the Rambam has two words for the word command in Arabic, okay? If you look at every mitzvah, when he talks about the mitzvah say, he uses the word alamal. Aleph, lamed, aleph, mem, resh. That's a command, okay? And, you know, there are commands in languages. We have two types of commands. That's what Shurish Shmini is about. They're positive commands, negative commands, okay? Then he has another word, which I pointed out he used at the beginning of Shurish Yud Beis,
Shurano, okay? Which is, when I asked one of the Arabic experts, okay, he told me it's a hura. It doesn't necessarily mean it's sivui, okay? Okay? And that was very good, because the word, when he's talking about the mitzvah of teres ha'ola, or teres ha'chatos, there's no tzibui about it. It's only a hura in the Torah about a teres ha'ola. But you can extrapolate there is such a tzibui from the fact that there are many sub-mitzvahs subsumed under it, the whole thing together, in glamour, it becomes a mitzvah. But he uses very careful to use the lashon hura, okay? Here, at the beginning of Kol, he also uses that lashon. Because he says, if you look over here, when he says Sefer Torah, he says Shrano, Shino Sin Reish Ayin Nun Aleph, Alola means Elokim Yisaleh. It was a hero, okay. So it means okay. Now you see, there's a problem over here because mitzvahs are basically tzivuyim pashtus, okay. So the question is, how do you put in Onoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha? You know, you never think about this, but I'm trying to help you think about things you should think about, but I never thought about. Okay, Onoich Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzei Sicha Meretz Mitzrayim. Okay. So where's the tzivu?
The Leda might help you there.
What?
The Leda, it's not Emunah, but to know. Is there a tzivui to know something?
Where is it? Where is the tzivui?
In the words.
Where does it say that?
It doesn't.
Okay. So I would have told you that if there's a Messiah, that it's a mitzvah. So then we assume that even though it's only a hera, it becomes a mitzvah, something like that. Okay? So, you know, it's more than just the fact that we heard Pia Gvura is not enough over here. It has to tell you that it's a mitzvah which is mashal. And there has to be Kilo Mesera about that. And the question, what type of Mesera is that? Okay. Interesting, okay, when the Rambam does talk about mitzvah Aleph, in all the mitzvah say, he uses the word, the Arabic word of tzivui. And that you find in mitzvah Aleph. You know, this is something that I'm just telling you on the side. You're not going to get this from, you know, even in Kappach you don't see it because he doesn't translate every word, I don't think, exactly the way it should be translated. At least, I'm not an Arabic scholar, but I can't believe that two words are the same. And especially when they told me it's not. But he says, Alamal, Eloki, he says, that it's a tzivui, okay? And the Ram does this, you see, even though the Rav used to say over, and he heard it many times, I just don't know how it works. He used to say, for example, when you get to Mitzvah Tzadivov, we're holding okay?
Yeah, when we started.
Okay. It's Tzadivov, okay? Open the Tzadivov. Mitzvah Tzadivov. Tzadivov. I just leave you with this just to point out what the problem is over here. I'll read you Kappach's translation, okay? Hamitzvah hashesh v'tishim hatzivish nitztavinu liyois hanevela metamo u'mitzvah zu kolelis tumas nevela v'chol dineho. Okay? So what's the mitzvah? It's a'ro, okay? The Rambam over here is al-amar. And that is the tzivut. Okay? So, what does it mean? Okay? So, the base of that, the Rabbi say over father, that the difference between mitzvah say and lois say, but even though the love, it's very strange, he used to say it over in the apartment when he thought he would have said it from mitzvah in the apartment. He said over, that's what father said, okay? There was a letter which the Rav wrote to father discussing Dasogis Haramban on the Rambam Mesherish and Mitzvah Aleph, which I didn't, you know, whatever, and that
that I spoke to you a little bit about it now, the Hasoga, the Ramban, on the Rambam from the Bahagel. Okay, he discusses it, okay, there. And he says that mitzvahs asay are not necessarily tzivuyim, but might be dinim, okay? Or might be inyone atela. So he used to say it over in the apartment from father, but he wrote it to father without quoting father. So I'm very confused who is the author of this, okay? But don't make a difference, okay? On one hand, the Rambam goes out of his way to say it's a mitzvah, and he has Shur Shmini to tell you that the word mitzvahs are tzivuyim, and he has a long discussion about an Arab, discussion about Arabic and linguistics, and he quotes even an Arabic, philosopher, or a commentary of an Arabic scholar on Aristotle, word for word, verbatim, is a proof about what tzivuyim commands mean in language, and using that as a basis for Shere Shmini. There's a quote there, okay? In the way it's written in the thing, you don't get the impression, you have no clue what's going on, okay? So, it's a very important linguistic discussion of what the word mitzvah means. And he points out Teichal and all Teichal, and he says in all languages, there's positive commandments and language, negative commandments in some languages. There are words that are clear of both. The word command might mean both. In another language, you don't have the word. In Arabic, you don't. This language, you do. There's not much a whole discussion about it. But if the command is not an important thing, in mitzvah say, the whole discussion is a little bit strange. And share a shmini, okay? I'll leave you with that, and have a nice day. Okay, well, I guess, we'll talk about next time.